Disclaimer. The intent of this podcast is to provide entertainment and general information.
If our delivery is marked by a comedic twist, it is simply a way to reflect our fun-loving nature.
We do not intend to personally attack or mock the people involved, their experiences, and their mental and physical conditions.
We also do not condone spreading misinformation and perpetrating hateful agenda.
If any of our topics might be a trigger for you,
we suggest you proceed with caution. Cripslog. Hello, welcome creepers. This is Cripslog.
Patayin sa podcast, Barbara.
We are your hosts. I'm Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Here in Cripslog, we talk about creepy stories, murder, true crime, conspiracy theories, and what else, Glenn?
Documentaries, movies, mystery stories, and many more.
Yeah. And, nakalimutan ko. Okay, so here in Cripslog, ang mangyayari dito sa show, one of us will discuss a topic and ayun, a story. And then after that, magkakaroon kami ng unpacking if we have any questions or mga lingering thoughts, diba, about the story. Yes. Diba, Glenn?
Opinions, ganyan. Takeaways.
Mga takeaways natin. Kung ano man natutunan natin dito sa story na to. Yeah. And yeah.
And if it's your first time to see us on YouTube, you can listen to our full episode exclusively on Spotify.
Yeah. And also, if ever na you guys want to do a podcast then, I mean, Anchor is the best platform for you guys kasi sobrang dali gumawa ng podcast sa Anchor, diba?
Yeah, super dali. It's free. Parang ano nga eh, parang it should be criminal. Kasi parang ganda gamitin ng Anchor tas free. Parang, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, how are you, Glenn?
Napuyat ako kagabi, Gids.
Yeah. Oo nga pala, kasi we're recording this on 10th ng April. Okay. Yeah. So, ayan. So, kahapon, ang launch ng Bunk Collective. Diba? Sana nakasama kayo sa a launch party ng Bunk Collective. Or if not, you can still catch it, di ba? On Facebook and YouTube.
Diba? YouTube.
Sa Bunk Collective page.
Napin niyo yung segment namin doon. Congrats, Gids. Nanalo ka ng t-shirt.
Wow, sorry. Oy, talaga ba? May price pala. Akala ko isang pirasong fry na walang brand.
Parang may shirt. Parang
may t-shirt din ba? Okay, wow. Oy, thank you. Oy, congrats din kay Brian from Bulalo Sessions kasi ang galing niya mag-drawing.
Brian, Bulalo Sessions. So, dami natin kasamang podcasters kagabi. I think complete attendance, yeah. No? Grabe.
Parang may representative for every show.
Yeah. Yeah, so check out Bunk at The Bunk PH.
Sa
Bunk Collective.
Yeah. Sa Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Ay, bakit TikTok? Tayo may TikTok? Nakabahan ako mamaya.
Pag-uwan
tayo ko ano, ng video. Yeah, ano.
We'll see. And,
nako. Okay. So, ang topic natin today. Yan, let's get right on to it. Start na po ba tayo?
Start na, magkikwento ka na, eh, no?
So, ito. Ang topic natin today. Siguro alam niyo na from the title. Pero ito yun. 2021 does not look good for Army Hammer as he is now the center of a bizarre controversy. He has been the subject of intense social media investigations when leaked DMs surfaced online. These DMs reveal his obsession and sexual violence and cannibalism, saying he is 100% a cannibal. Today, we will dive deep into the actor's early life, the controversial downfall, and the paraphilia that is associated with cannibalism. Dun, dun, dun. Ayan. Okay, so kilala mo naman si Armie Hammer, no?
Yes. Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, Call Me By... Yan.
Ano pa yung ibang movies niya?
The Man From U.N.C.L.E.
Ah, yeah.
Based dito sa research ko, nalaman ko meron siyang movie last year sa Netflix, Rebecca.
Mm, napanood ko din yan. Ganda yan.
Ah, pala ba yun? Ayun, remake. Nandun din siya. Tapos meron siya nung parang nasa India siya, na parang hostage yung hotel nila. Parang ganon.
Ay, hindi ko pa nakita. Pero magaling na artista to, di ba? Si Army. First name basis.
Friend, close. Feeling close. Ayan.
Si Army.
Okay, so let's start off with his early life. So, Army Douglas Hammer was born in Santa Monica, California on August 28, 1986. So, Virgo siya. Importante.
At year of the?
Nako! I'm not 86, sure. Ano ba? 86. Ano ba? Oh.
Di ba ox?
Hindi. Ayan, ikat mo nga to, nagre-research mo na. Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, Year of the Tiger. That's Virgo. His mother, Drew Ann Mobley, is a former bank loan officer. Tapos yung tatay naman niya, si Michael Armand Hammer, owned several businesses including Nodler Publishing and Armand Hammer Publication Productions. It's a film and television production company. So, mayaman. Itong si Army Hammer.
Yayamani.
Rich kid to. Elite. Ganyan. His paternal grandfather was an oil tycoon and a philanthropist na si Armand Hammer. Tapos si Armand Hammer's net worth was about $200 million. So, ito naman si ano, yung lola niya, si Army's paternal great-grandmother was a Russian-born actress and singer Olga Vadimovna Vadina, daughter of a Tsarist general. So, based dito sa background niya, ano to, mayaman, di ba? Elite family sila, alta, nasa taas, ganyan. So, ito si Army Hammer dropped out of high school to pursue his acting career. Nagkaroon siya ng guestings dati sa Veronica Mars, Arrested Development, and Desperate Housewives, and among others. Chinik ko nga, ginugil ko nga eh, Desperate Housewives, kasi nanonood din naman ako nun.
So, ako din, hindi ko lang natapos. Pero hindi ko din siya maalala dun. Baka hindi pa siya ganun kasikat.
Kasikat, oo. His first movie, nagkaroon siya nun, noong 2006, Flicka. Although, alam mo ba yun? Yeah. Wala din.
Hindi rin.
In 2007 naman, Hammer was handpicked by George Miller. Oy, ang favorite natin from Mad Max Fury Road, si director George Miller, after a long search to star in the planned superhero movie Justice League Mortal as, wait for it, Batman.
Ay, kaso...
Sinama ko talaga to, di ba? Kaya lang, the movie was canceled due to the Writers Guild of America strike. Naalala mo yun, di ba? Yung mga TV show na nakat
abruptly. Yung mga half-season lang.
Dahil nag-strike yung mga writers nun.
Sama siya doon.
So, kasamang na-cancel itong movie na Justice League Mortal. Wow, Batman siya. Well, bagay naman. Kasi nga mayaman siya. Ganun. Bagay na Bruce
in
Wayne.
In real life.
Okay, the role that would make him popular was in 2010 sa David Fincher's The Social Network.
Yeah. Ikaw rin napanood.
Okay. Di mo ba napanood yung Social Network? Ako din eh. Pero kasi ang alam ko lang doon sila Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake, si... Ano si isa? Si Bida.
CEO. Si Mark
Facebook
Zuckerberg.
Guy.
Ayan.
Yeah. Pero hindi siya. Pero...
Jesse Eisenberg.
Pero doon siya sumikat. He was married. After noon, he married a businesswoman and TV personality, Elizabeth Chambers, noong May 2010. Tapos meron silang dalawang anak. He continued to have many roles in TV and movies. Noong 2011 naman, Hammer was arrested in Texas after marijuana was discovered in his car. Pero later on, na-drop na rin naman yung charges. Okay. Now, balik na tayo sa, punta na tayo sa juicy part. Kasi nung early January 2021, this all started when an Instagram account posted screenshots of direct messages that it claimed came from 34-year-old Army Hammer na sinend niya sa mga babae between 2016 to 2020. So the woman who shared the screenshot identified herself as Effie. Ang Instagram handle niya ay at House of Effie, which is andun pa, active pa. She also accused Hammer of rape.
Ay.
House of Effie, si Effie, posted stories of DMs from Army Hammer di umano. Nanghiram tayo kay KMJS. Allegedly, na galing kay Army Hammer. The Instagram story was titled Hammer Horror.
Hammer Horror.
Ganda bagay.
I think nalimutan natin mag-ano, no? Disclaimer? Trigger warning.
Oh,
ano ba
yung
mga, ano ba yung mga medyo extreme?
May
na,
ano? Abuse, rape, and harm, di ba? Physical violence.
Physical
dito.
Violence.
Yeah. So in this screenshot, Hammer talks about rape, fantasies, BDSM, and cannibalism. So basahin ko yung supposedly sinend niya dun sa mga kachat niya. Ito sabi niya, "Oh my God, that just made me so hard and it makes me confused as to why. Is that even possible? So hard. Thinking of holding your heart in my head and controlling when it beats. I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you. Fuck, that's scary to admit, B. I've never admitted that before. I've cut the heart out of a living animal before and eaten it while it's still warm." So in another screenshot, Hammer channels himself as a vampire. So ito yung sinabi ni Army Hammer. "There were a few bites where I had to stop myself. I got totally lost in just biting you. I didn't know where I was or what year it was. I was so lost in a crazy white light. It was as if everything else completely dissolved. That was also a first for me. Like the entire universe just became my teeth on your skin. It was full on." Tapos nag-reply yung kachat niya. Sabi ng kachat niya, "Why did you feel like you had to stop yourself?" Tapos sumagot si Army, "I was going to bite a piece off of you, it felt like. And if I did, I knew I'd do it again. I want to eat you." Okay, hindi ito yung ano, diba? Eat you, eat me, eat me? Or eat me, eat me? Yeah. Yung sumikat na.
Literal.
Ito naman ngayon, manifesting a cannibal si Army Hammer. Itong, yung first two galing Instagram, yung chat. And then, ito naman, I think WhatsApp to, pero wala siyang ano eh, hindi nakalagay yung name, unlike na sa Instagram na kita mo Army Hammer. Ito, as in full-on screenshot lang ng chat. So, ito yung sinabi ni, supposedly ni Army Hammer. "I don't need that. I need to eat your entire body. I need to touch every part of you, inside and out. That's it. Toys are all well and good, but I want to consume every part of you. I want to bite pieces off of you." Tapos nagreply, "First of all, how drunk are you?" Sumagot si Army, na on scale of 1 to 5, 2.9. Very curious ako, saan ang galing yung 2.9? Hindi sarado, parang ganun. Mga 2.9, ganyan. Okay. Naalala ko lang dito sa 2.9 pag naglalaro kami ng Dota, pag naglalag. Kasi hindi gumagalaw yung character mo. Ah, shit. Delay ako 1.64. Mga ganun. Pero joke lang. Kasi nga parang makocompute mo ba talaga 1.64. That's specific. Pero yeah. Natawa lang ako sa 2.9.
Or dati okay, sa, next. Sa, ano, sa blogging. Kapag magko-comment ka sa blog ng blogger. Dami kong tawa, mga 6.4. Ganun.
O, diba? As a joke, diba? Okay. So, ito naman, very true blood. Kasi ito, balik tayo sa Instagram. Ito, galing ulit kay Army Hammer, na, "If you were next to me, I'd give you the tiniest cut and then fall back to sleep sucking on it. Just a little trickle of your blood. The taste of you. The taste of your irons and minerals soothing me to sleep. Can you send me a voice note back? It doesn't have to be even sexual. I just want to hear your voice. Just tell me what you're doing. Why can't you push the microphone and just say two words? If you can sit and type on your phone, you'd manage to do... Tapos yun, nakat na. Hmm. Parang sasabi niyang, bigyan mo ang voice message. Nakaka-reply ka nga eh. Mag-voice message ka, parang gano'n.
Fortan mo naman.
So, nung pagka-post ni House of Effie ng mga screenshots, nakatanggap na rin siya ng iba-ibang accounts galing sa iba pang mga babae who came forward with their own experiences and screenshots of the conversation. The leaked DMs were received with skepticism galing sa iba't ibang mga media outfit. Sinabi nila na madali lang naman daw yung pekein, yung mga screenshots, di ba? Tapos, to prove the authenticity, the accusers posted personal pictures na pinadala ni Armie Hammer. Tapos, itong isang picture na to na ang title ko, Choke Me Daddy. Kasi may selfie siya na nakahawak siya sa leeg. Kaganon.
Niya, sarili niyang leeg.
Sarili niyang leeg, oo. Parang he's showing kung sino ka-chat niya kung how to do it. Teka, send ko sa'yo dito. Para kahita mo. Ayan.
Ah, parang nag-emote lang naman.
Ganon. Na supposedly sinend niya sa isang kachat niya. And then another image showing Armie Hammer's hand complete with his tattoo. Kasi may tattoo siya sa ring finger niya. Kita mo ba?
Yeah.
Ayan. So, yun, si Armie Hammer. May ganun talaga siya. Tapos ang caption, like I literally don't know what more proof you want. You have audio, video, and pics. At this point, if you want to defend him, that's on you. Sabi ni Effie.
Sa mga bashers.
Caption, oo. Kasi nga, hindi naman si Army yan. Dali naman gawin yan. Women approached me with their affair stories as we talked overwhelmed with grief for days and nights without sleeping or eating. With some ending up in the ER, the account admin wrote in her Instagram story. Na nakasave pa rin sa highlights reel niya. So if you want to go check House of Effie sa Instagram. Tapos sabi din niya na we collectively decided we have to speak out after how we were treated and seeing how the women in 2020 were being treated by him. We cannot allow more women to endure what we are going through in the future. Tapos itong mga screenshots na to naging viral lalo pa nung na-amplify ng iba-iba pang mga Instagram gossip pages. And kumalat na din sa Twitter. Sa Twitter ko nakita to eh. So, yun. Nag-branch out na kung saan sa mga social media. Yung mga messages na to, yung mga screenshots, are currently unverified pa talaga. All these messages referred to sexual fantasies involving domination and cannibalism. So, itong si Armie Hammer was married to Elizabeth Chambers for 10 years. Kasi si Chambers filed for divorce noong July 10, 2020, citing irreconcilable differences. And then she also asked for the primary custody of their children. Ngayon, nag-come forward naman din yung mga ex-girlfriend ni Armie Hammer. Kasi an ex-girlfriend, Courtney, okay, I'm gonna murder the name, hindi ko alam basahin to, Vucekovic, says their romance was like dating a wannabe Hannibal Lecter. Sabi niya rin na Armie's idea of pillow talk was fantasizing about which body parts he'd like to roast and devour.
Shucks.
Sabi ni Courtney, he said to me he wants to break my rib and barbecue and eat it. Tapos ito may sabi niya, fuck, that's weird. But you never think about it again. She said of overlooking the odd behavior at the time. He says, I want to take a bite out of you. If I, sabi rin ni Courtney na, if I had a little cut on my hand, he'd like to suck it or lick it. That's about as weird as we got. Although yung sa sucking ng may sugat, I mean, ginagawa naman natin yun, di ba?
Hindi.
Hindi. Di ba pag, kunyari, yeah, I mean, ng sugatan ka dito, sisip-sipin mo? Oo.
Sarili mo.
Oo, sarili mo
naman.
Hindi
sugat ng iba. Akala,
although pag ibang tao, parang may napanood akong rom-com na gano'n eh. Parang ikaw yung sumipsip ng crush, sugat ng crush mo. Sa daliri, parang gano'n.
Crush niya, sugat ako dito, banda oh.
Dito, lower pa.
Lower.
Ayan. Ikaw bahala if you want to suck it or lick it. Ganyan.
Right.
Ayun, dun sa part na yun, medyo hindi ako, hindi ginagawa sa Amerika yon. Yung ganun. Kaya they find it weird.
Baka ginagawa din naman. Pero baka weird yung gagawin mo sa iba. Or matanda siguro, na kasi knowing, sila.
Oo, knowing na ito yung mga nangyayari. Medyo weird na siya na, ay fuck, sinak niya yung daliri ko.
Parang in this context, parang ay mabang ibig sabihin. Medyo weird na.
So another ex-girlfriend, si Paige Lorenz, claims Hammer took advantage of her during their relationship. Ayun, may quote-unquote yung took advantage. And alleges that during one sexual encounter, the actor carved a letter A into her skin with a knife.
Yeah.
So Hammer branded Paige. The actor, ayun, nagamit yung knife. After branding, Hammer licked the wound and was bragging to his friends about the act. So sabi ni Paige, I rationalized it with his logic of us being a couple to mask the truth, but I was completely manipulated. Sabi rin niya na, I just kind of agreed to it and let it happen. I was just trying to please him. Sabi nga ni Jamie Lannister, the things we do for love.
So by tulak kaya na.
Sabi din ni Paige na, he would say things like, I want to bite a piece of your skin off and eat it. He would bite me so hard. Sometimes it would basically break skin, sabi ni Paige. She also alleged that Hammer stored mannequins in the basement of his family home, which he used to practice rope tying. Although walang balita sa kung totoo man to, sinabi lang ni Paige. Ang lakas maka ano, sino ba yung serial killer mahilig mag-rope tie? Dennis Rader, diba? Rader, CBTK.
CBTK.
Yeah. Sabi din niya na, you are perfect. Don't be embarrassed by anything. You feel fucking incredible. And the way you fell perfectly into a submissive space was beautiful. Sabi ni Hammer, no, in response to Paige saying na medyo nervous siya and she wouldn't be able to satisfy him. So, yun yung sabi ni Army. Ayun, yung parang meron siyang domination na, anong tawag doon? Kasi nga, sabi niya, the way you fell perfectly into a submissive space was beautiful. Sabi din ni Army Hammer na, we are going to keep developing that. I'm going to train you and turn you into my perfect little pet. Sabi dun sa, ano. And sabi ni Paige, na ang ginamit niya, hindi yung public Instagram niya. Meron siyang ano, ang tag doon?
Alter.
Finsta.
Half-fake ayun, Insta.
Oo, may fake Instagram siya. Secret Instagram niya. Tapos sabi rin niya na, fuck, this just made me so hard. I will make you my perfect little slave.
Creepy.
So, in order to do that, the Call Me By Your Name actor allegedly claimed na he would had to fuck Lorenz in the ass. Sabi niya rin, I need to fuck every one of your holes to fully take you.
Lahat ng holes?
At yeah, spores, ganon. Skin pores, ang dami nun.
Nostrils.
Okay. Ito nga yung screenshot nung pinag-uusapan na yon. Kasi ito yung sabi ni Paige. I was always a little embarrassed for not being experienced enough and I was a little nervous. I wouldn't satisfy you. I guess I'm glad I do. Or I hope I do. So sabi ni Army Hammer na you are perfect. Don't be embarrassed by anything. You feel fucking incredible. And the way you fell perfectly, ayun, sa submissive space was beautiful. We are going to keep developing that. I'm going to train you and turn you to my perfect little pet. Fuck, this just made me so hard. I will make you my perfect little slave. In order to do that, I'm going to fuck you in the ass. I need to fuck every one of your hosts to fully take you. So sabi ni Paige na, I've never done that before, but I trust you. Tapos, when Army was asked, ha? Every hole.
yung sa ass, hindi niya pa nagawa.
Sa ass, siguro, hindi, yun nga, hindi pa. Pero ayun, sabi niya, kasi alam mo, you're in that spot na you will do anything to please your partner, di ba?
Pagka yung sobrang bigay na bigay ka dun sa partner.
So when Army Hammer was asked about this, he denied the allegations. He denied the allegation of rape and avoided to address the others. Nawalan na nga siya ng dalawang project dahil doon. Yung isang project is isang series sa isang streaming service ng Paramount about The Godfather. Mm-hmm. Tapos, he was also dropped by his agency and his publicist. Noong January 13, Armie Hammer announced na nag-quit na siya sa upcoming rom-com movie nila called Shotgun Wedding. He was set to play opposite Jennifer Lopez. Sabi nga din na, given the imminent start date of Shotgun Wedding, Armie has requested to stay away from the film and we support him in his decision. Sabi ng film production. So, marirecast na lang yung role. And nagsalita na rin si Armie Hammer kasi nagbigay na rin siya ng statement nung January 13 sabay nung pag-quit niya sa Shotgun Wedding. I'm not responding to these bullshit claims. But in light of the vicious and spurious online attacks against me, I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic. Lionsgate is supporting me in this and I'm grateful to them for that. So, ayun yung official statement ni Armie Hammer.
So, dinedeny niya, in short.
Dinedeny niya. Sabi naman ng lawyer ng ni... Hindi, ito. Expose written by Julie Miller nung March 11. The Hammers have been in expensive family therapy, but to Elizabeth, the indiscretion, and more notably, his decision to flee the family during a global pandemic were the final straw. Kung bakit sila naghiwalay. Kasi nag-in-interview na rin kasi si Chambers. Kasi it claimed na Armie mistakenly sent raunchy text messages meant for someone else to Chambers, which helped initiate the divorce.
Narong so, send si Kuya.
Narong send siya ng I want to eat you kay Elizabeth.
Yung pa talaga yun na mali niyan send.
Yung mga weird na text messages. At first, Chambers was tight-lipped dun sa controversy ni Armie Hammer as it unfolds in social media. Pero noong February 1, nagbigay na siya ng full statement niya sa Instagram niya. And ayun, nakapost pa rin naman if you guys want to check yung kay Elizabeth Chambers. Ang sabi niya na, ito yung nakasulat doon, she was shocked, heartbroken, and devastated. Sabi niya rin na, heartbreak aside, I am listening and will continue to listen and educate myself in this delicate matters. I didn't realize how much I didn't know. I support any victim of assault or abuse and urge anyone who has experienced this pain to seek help. She or he needs to heal.
Yes.
Okay. Hindi, kasi binabasa ko lang.
Okay.
Kasi bumalik tayo kay Paige Lorenz, yung ex-girlfriend niya, na nag-share nga siya ng explicit messages between her and Hammer and detailing instances na she claims were abusive. Sabi nga nun, these latest messages are just further evidence of the reality of his dangerous proclivities and his reaction shows his blatant disregard for the women he has traumatized. I want to offer my continued support to the other women who had been preyed on by men and the courage to come forward. Sabi naman ng lawyer ni Armie Hammer, these assertions about Mr. Hammer are patently untrue. Any interaction with this person or any partner of his were completely consensual in that they were fully discussed, agreed upon, and mutually participatory. The stories being perpetuated in the media are a misguided attempt to present a one-sided narrative with the goal of tarnishing Mr. Hammer's reputation, and the communication from the individuals involved proved that. Oh, parang sinasabi niya, hindi totoo and consensual yun nangyari. Okay. So another DM shows how he talks about owning a woman and wants to know if the woman would become his property until they die. So pag namatay ka, akin ka pa din. He also asked the woman if she would cut off one of her toes so he could keep it in his pocket. Lakas maka, Hannibal Lecter.
Kaya nga.
So ito, the Daily Mail also reported that one of Hammer's exes, si Jessica Cicin Henriquez, na nagpost sa Twitter account niya, although private na yung Twitter niya ngayon. Sabi niya, "If you are still questioning whether or not those Army Hammer DMs are real, and they are," meron siyang parenthesis, "maybe you should start questioning why we live in a culture willing to give abusers the benefit of the doubt instead of the victims."
True.
Okay. So in light of this accusations kay Army Hammer, yung LAPD is now investigating the rape allegations against Army Hammer. Diba? Kasi nagkaroon na rin ng press conference itong si Effie noong April. Hindi April. Kasi ito yung sinabi ni Effie during the press conference. On April 24, 2017, Army Hammer violently raped me for over 4 hours in Los Angeles. Sure. During which he repeatedly slapped my head against the wall, bruising my face. Sinabi niya rin na si Army Hammer also committed other acts of violence against me to which I did not consent. Effie said that she tried to get away from Hammer but he wouldn't let me. Sabi naman ni Andrew Bettler, yung lawyer ni Army Hammer. Okay, scroll down, umangate. Denying the allegations ni Effie, sabi niya, Effie's own correspondence with Mr. Hammer undermines and defutes her outrageous allegations. It was never Mr. Hammer's intention to embarrass or expose Effie's fetishes or kinky sexual desires, but she has now escalated this matter to another level by hiring a civil lawyer to host a public press conference. With the truth on his side, Mr. Hammer welcomes the opportunity to set the record straight. Tapos yung lawyer naman ni Effie, si Allred, Gloria Allred. Ang sabi naman niya, "I challenge Army Hammer to present all, not some, of his communications with Effie to the Los Angeles Police Department, the LAPD, and answer to all of their questions directly rather than through his lawyer." So ayan na yung nangyayari ngayon sa kaso ni Army Hammer. Ngayon
ongoing
naman,
siya.
Ongoing. So iniimbestigahan na siya. Ngayon naman, nung kumalat nga sa ating mga fans, mga tao sa social media, itong nangyari ngayon, nag-backtrack yung mga tao doon sa mga interviews niya, mga Instagram posts. Alam mo, okay, naghahanap tayo ng clues.
Clues? Meron ba?
Kasi nung sa interview niya sa Netflix Brazil para sa movie niya na Rebecca, which is nasa Netflix pa if you guys wanna watch, nung November, yung interview niya. Kasi tinanong si Army Hammer doon na parang who's his dream dinner guest. And ang sabi niya, ang dream dinner guest niya would be Marquis de Sade. Si Marquis de Sade was an 18th century... Yeah. Ay, kilala mo. Nako. 18th century... So for our creepers na hindi familiar kay Marquis de Sade, he's an 18th century French philosopher and writer famous for his erotic work that heavily involved sexual violence. De Sade is best known for his erotic works which combine philosophical discourse with philosophy. Ay, medyo ano, no? Yung pornography, lagyan natin ng mga substance, gano'n. May philosophical discourse.
Sa kanya pinangalan yung term na sadism.
Yes. Yung kaya na-derive yung word na sadism and sadist dahil sa name niyang De Sade.
So, siya ang gusto niyang ano? Dinner guest?
Maka-guest sa dinner. So, yung mga works niya depicting sexual fantasies with an emphasis on violence, suffering, anal sex, which he calls sodomy. Well, yun naman yung dating term din. Crime and blasphemy against Christianity. He was a proponent of absolute freedom unrestrained by morality, religion, or law. Okay, wala namang masama sa part na yun. Okay. So, noong 2013 naman, Hammer described himself in an interview sa Playboy magazine as being the dominant lover. So, sabi niya rin doon sa interview na yon, "Well, if you're married to a feminist as I am, then it's I don't know how much we can put here without my parents being embarrassed, but I used to like to be a dominant lover. Sabi niya rin, I like grabbing the neck. I like the grabbing of the neck and the hair and all that. But then you get married and your sexual appetites change. And I mean that for the better. It's not like I'm suffering in any way. But you can't really pull your wife's hair. It gets to a point where you say, I respect you too much to do these things that I kind of want to do. Parang sinasabi niya na hindi niya nagagawa sa asawa niya to kasi asawa niya to.
Yeah.
Alam mo, naalala ko yung A Serbian Film.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi may part doon yung asawa niya. Tinanong siya, di ba? Bakit sa mga porn mo ganyan ginagawa mo, sa akin hindi?
Tapos, gusto mo ba?
Gusto mo ba? Parang ganyan na ginawa naman nila. Okay.
At pinanood mo na.
Oo, napanood ko na.
Congrats.
Yeah. That same year, the actor told Elle Magazine na a former girlfriend tried to stab him while they were having sex. Sabi ni Armie Hammer, she was like, ito yung quote daw galing sa, ex, sa former girlfriend niya. True love leaves scars. You don't have any. Tapos, and then she tried to stab me with a butcher knife. Of course, I promptly broke up with her 7 months later. Yeah. So parang sinasabi niya na, well, based on dito sa statement na to, no, na na-expose siya sa ganon based on sa ex-girlfriend niya.
Mm-hmm.
Very ano, no, Twilight naman. Ay, Twilight. What's that? Gray. House, what's that? 50 Shades of Grey. Kasi parang
Grey.
In-expose ni Christian Grey si, ano nga ba name na babae?
Anastasia.
Anastasia sa BDSM. Tapos, eh, dinagpunta naman yung mga tao sa Instagram. Mm. So, kasi, nakita nila tong picture ng plate, license plate ng kotse ni Armie Hammer. Ang caption niya, The Home Depot. Pero, ang nakikita mo sa picture, yung license plate ng kotse niya, na ang merong, meron siyang ano eh, personalized, kasi may caption. Sabi doon sa license plate, I'd rather eat human flesh. Tapos nag-caption din siya, parang nag-reply siya doon sa tweet niya, ay sa tweet, sa Instagram post niya na, I wonder what he's gonna be grilling on Memorial Day. I think hindi, wait, hindi niya to kotse. I think nakita niya lang somewhere, kasi based lang din doon sa reply niya. Binicturan niya, and then sabi niya, I wonder what he's gonna be grilling on Memorial Day.
Yeah, pero that goes to show na may interest siya sa mga ganong...
Ganon, o, diba? Tapos, nag-post din siya ng ulo ng baboy on a chopping board. Tapos, complete with... pakita ko sa'yo. Okay. Ito. Ayan, kita mo na. Okay. So, sabi niya, he's smiling, yun yung caption niya. With a picture of a pig head with a creepy caption na, he's smiling. Wait, paano kay X to? Ayan. Tapos also, Hammer posted the same pig head, pero this time cut in half na. Tapos, walang caption. Yun lang. Ito. Ay, sorry. This one. And pinaghiwalay na niya. Yun lang, walang caption. Is it because, ang iniisip ng mga tao, kasi pigs are biologically close to human. For instance, we both have hairless skin, mythic layer of subcutaneous fat, light-colored eyes, and protruding noses and heavy eyelashes. Kasi, ayun, medyo close relay. Mas mataas yung ano, ang tawag doon? Similarities ng humans and pigs.
Tsaka ang mga baboy nag-orgasm, di ba?
Ay, oh, di ba matalito sila? Oo, kaya nga yun. Another one sa Twitter naman ni Armie Hammer, nakita itong ano, tweet niya. Sabi nung sa tweet ni Armie Hammer, na nag-reply lang siya kay Conrad Hu and kay Jonah Wayne Hoffen. Ito yung sabi niya, now you're saying human tastes good? That's the third cannibalism reference. Can I ask you a question? What does human taste like? Siguro nag-search ng Armie Hammer and cannibalism, no? So ito yung nakita
si Armie.
Si Armie Hammer nag-reply na to. Parang what does human taste like? Yun yung sabi niya. And then, if you'll remember, noong 2019, nagkaroon din ng another controversy itong si Armie Hammer. Kasi nag-post siya ng story. Ang nasa story, yung paa niya, kinakain ng anak niyang lalaki. Naalala mo ba to?
Hindi.
So, although, ako naalala ko to dati. Pakita ko sa'yo. Although story to, so may video yan.
La?
And ang caption niya dun sa story niya, this happened for a solid 7 minutes. Hashtag foot fetish on fleek. Nung yeah, dating uso pa yung on fleek na term. On fleek. Kilay on fleek, mga ganun. Noong 2019, Hammer shocked the world. Dahil nga dun sa Instagram story. Sorry. Ay. Instagram story na where his son sucks on his toes. Sabi ni Call Me By Your Name actor na he endured a vigorous dad shaming after a video featuring his 2-year-old son sucking on his toes went viral. Although parehong silang tumatawa dun sa Instagram video story na yon. Napanood ko din to eh. Yun. Parang normal day lang naman sa kanila. Tapos, makikita mo, although hindi kita sa video, si Elizabeth Chambers, sigo siya yun, di ba? Sabi ni Elizabeth Chambers, this is not normal. The short clip ends with Armie telling Ford, all right, no more. Tapos, the video caption is, yun, this happened for a solid 7 minutes. Foot fetish on flick.
Shucks. Tapos, paano kung, di ba, yung, di ba kung fetish nga ni, ano yun, yung Armie yun. Tapos,
ayun. Kaya, although, during that time, nung time ko, naalala ko to kasi, sa parang sa akin, okay lang. Ito lang ha, ito ng kainan ng toast na to. Kasi siguro naglalokahan lang sila sa family and gusto na i-share ni Armie Hammer. Kung ito lang, di ba?
Kaso, although, ayun dahil nga, may, ano,
binalikan nga natin dahil doon sa mga nangyaring DMs. Medyo weird na siya. Ganoon. Okay, so when one goes through numerous messages between Hammer and his partners, ang one factor na apparent dito is that Hammer refers to girls as his slaves or pet. Diba? If you'll remember, diba, sa asang episode nga ba natin to, yung mga mind control. Sa ano, with Pop Eme.
Pop Emergency.
Yeah, oo. May monarch mind control na ginagawa sa mga star pop stars celebs, natin. Beta kitten programming, which is you are mind controlling people. Kasi parang ganun yung ginagawa niya dun sa mga babae niya. Kasi nga, di ba sabi niya, ititrain kita para gawin kitang slave ko. Slave. Pet ko.
Shout out Alwin and Adrian.
Pop Ay, Emergency. Shout out Pop Emergency. While Hammer's interaction appears to be with consensual women, it is known fact that the actual beta kittens, yung mga slaves, yun yung tawag sa kanila, beta kitten programming. Ito yung mga taong programmed to be sex slaves. Itong mga beta kittens are passed around elite circles sa mga mayayaman to satisfy these kinds of fetishes. Although Hammer is not really the biggest star, di ba? Nagugulat nga ta. Ay, dito pala siya. He's definitely from the elite circle. Kasi nga, yamanin sila ever
since. Sa family background.
Oo. So, if you guys are not familiar dun sa Monarch mind control, ginamit siya sa CIA before, di ba? As an experiment para makontrol yung mga soldiers, di ba? Although, yeah, tinigil na nila yon.
Para they're willing to die, basically.
Parang ganon. Kaya lang din siya tinawag ng monarch. Kasi diba may butterfly na monarch.
Yun yung symbol.
Kasi, symbol. Yun yung symbol. Na parang you are an insect na your life begins as a worm representing your undeveloped potential. Tapos, after a period of cocooning yun na yung programming mo, you are reborn to a beautiful butterfly, which is, you're now a monarch butterfly, which is ideally a slave. Perfect ka na. Yeah.
Si Mariah, ano, Illuminati pala si Mariah.
Ay, butterfly, spread your wings. Okay, so some characteristics specific to the monarch butterfly are also applicable to mind control. So, nasabi natin na galing siya sa elite kasi nga dahil sa lineage niya, family lineage niya, yeah, oil tycoon, philanthropist, may-ari ng mga production company, high-ranking general sa Russia, di ba? Ito nga yung galing sa Wikipedia ni Armie Hammer. Eh. Sabi, in his book The Prize, Daniel Yergin writes, Hammer ended up as a go-between the 5 Soviet general secretaries and 7 US presidents. So, mga powerful yung mga tao sa likod ni Armie Hammer. Among Armand Hammer's powerful ally was Gore family. Huh? Secretary Al Gore.
Senior. Al Gore?
Oo. Si who had a long-time close friendship with Hammer, became the head of subsidiary Island Creek Coal Company upon his election loss in the Senate. So in short, Armie Hammer is an heir to an elite family that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars, who also heavily involved in world politics. So while Armie appears to be interested in taking drugs and soliciting slaves than running an empire, he nevertheless inherited the elite's sickness fetishes. Parang nakuha niya din yung ganong indulgence sa mga submissive partners, pets, tulad ng sinabi niya. Now, moving away from Armie Hammer entirely, kasi meron tayong tinatawag na mga paraphilia, which is yung minanifest ni Armie Hammer doon sa mga DMs niya. Kasi there is a distinction between unusual, persistent, and intense sexual interest known as paraphilias or paraphilic disorder. So a paraphilic disorder is that, una muna, ano na yung paraphilia, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay. Asan na yung ano ko? Ay, sa ibang window. Paraphilia ay... previously known as sexual perversion or sexual deviation is the experience of intense sexual arousal to a typical object, situation, fantasies, behavior, or individuals.
So, lahat? Parang nahohorny ka sa lahat ng bagay?
Mm-mm. Na hindi siguro normal sa society? So, a paraphilic disorder naman is diagnosed when a paraphilia leads to dysfunction. Somebody can have a paraphilia and not have a paraphilic disorder. However, most paraphilia, acting on them is illegal. So, pwede on your own, pero once na ginawa mo na, parang that's illegal na. Mostly men ang meron na to. This condition requires treatment. So, there are several paraphilias that have their own disorders. Example, frotteurism and exhibitionism. Di ba yung frotteurism yung mahilig kang mag-rub? Which is it's a dysfunction kasi pwede mo nang gawin sa ibang tao against their will, di ba? Ano, sa LRT, MRT, ganun.
Ah, okay, gets.
Mahilig ka mag-kiss-kiss. rubbing, yeah. And exhibitionism kasi nga bawal yun sa labas. Wag sa labas.
Wag sa labas.
However, a sexual fantasy or desire around cannibalism is not a separate diagnostic category. It does have a name and it's called vorarephilia. It comes from the Latin word vorare, which means to swallow and devour. And yung philia naman, love, di ba? So, ang vorare philia ay magkakaroon ka ng sexual arousal if there is somebody being eaten as a whole, di ba? Ayun.
Kinilig.
So, there is sexual arousal through the idea of being eaten or pag nakakita ka na, or pag... the idea of eating another person or pag nanonood ka, mahilig, magugustuhan mong manood ng mga ganon.
Kakainan.
Kainan, oo. Yung eat me, eat me. Hindi yung eat me, eat me. Ay, may difference ba? Okay. So the vast majority of individuals who have this disorder do not actually try to turn it into a reality kasi that basically means papatayin mo yung tao, di ba? Kung may kakain ka. As a whole. Ayun. Madalas itong vorarophilia or shortened vor sa mga anime, sa mga hentai, di ba mayroong mga kainan na nangyayari, manga style. So basically, ganun lang siya, parang kind of fetish. Although, syempre, once you turn it into a reality, that's against the law na. So, if ever, ayun na yung mga ideas natin about Arnie Hammer and yung cannibalism and yung vorarophilia niya. Ay, hindi ko, sorry, hindi ko pala dapat sabihin vorarophilia niya kasi hindi naman siya diagnosed, di ba?
Ito lang kat,
under investigation pa din. So, if ever, in case na may jowa ka na or you guys are dating, ganyan, ano-ano ba yung mga red flags mo? In case. Although katuwaan na lang ito. Ayan.
Mahilig magaya sa buffet.
Mahilig sa buffet? Or yung mga ano, gusto niya ano, rare. Mga ganyan. Ganun ba? May rare.
Yun ang well done.
Or if ever, pag nanonood kayo ng ano, Walking Dead, tapos he's rooting for the zombies, oh sige, kainin mo yan. Go. Tuwan-tuwa siya pag nakakain yung mga tao.
O kaya pag yung ganun kainan-kainan, tapos bigla siyang nagutom.
Para samgyup. Wala samgyup. Pagkatapos, parang nagutom siya pagkatapos manood ng mga zombie movies. Yeah. Okay. So, ito ang story ni Armie Hammer and cannibalism.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, dun-dun-dun, it's unpacking time.
Goodness.
Cripsy look. So, ano, what can you say? What are your thoughts dito sa nangyaring itong controversy ni Armie Hammer?
Mm-hmm. Wala naman. Wala naman. Charot lang.
Ayup ka.
Sahaba na siya. Hindi. Alam, syempre, ina-analyze natin lagi saan nanggagaling yung tao, di ba?
Hmm.
What gives them the license to think na they can get away with it? Kaso, minsan kasalanan din ng mga fans. Not
bakit?
That I'm blaming them na. Pero minsan kasi mga fans masyadong pinipedestal yung mga celebrities.
Ah, celebs. Uh-huh.
Parang, so, nabubuo sa utak ng tao na I can get away with anything. I can get these girls.
Ah,
I can talk to them like this. Kasi tatanggapin nila. Hello,
celeb ako.
Armie Hammer na to. Parang ganun yung ano niya. Yung thinking niya. So, para lang siyang namimili off of a menu na gusto ko tong girl na to. Tapos landiin ko to. Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganun yung mindset niya. And sadly, hindi lang siya yung ganun. Maraming ganun. Minsan nga yung mga hindi pa ganun kalalaking celebrities. Local nga eh. Yung mga ganyan, di ba? Mga predator.
Ah, okay. Diba? Akala ko like specific like this.
Ha? And hindi naman necessarily cannibals or ganyan. Pero,
although,
flirty. Yeah, sige, ganyan.
Ah, flirty-ish. Ayun nga, naalala ko nga si ano... Kasi di ba may mga celebrities din naman talaga na lumalapit sa mga normal na mga tao. Well, tao naman talaga din sila. Pero alam mo yung
ordinary,
idea na...
average.
Kasi sino ba yun? Although wala naman siya, naghahanap lang talaga siya ng karat, di ba? Alala mo ba yun?
I think wala naman... may mga mali siyang ginawa, pero I think...
Wait, ano? Kasi sa akin parang ano yun... Okay lang. Parang I mean, ganun naman tayo, di ba? Kaya nga may slide into our DMs, di ba? May slide
yun nga.
Into my...
The thing is, ayaw kasi ng mga tao sa kanya dahil celebrity siya. Pero kung hindi ba siya celebrity, parang gigisahin niyo ba siya that much pagiging fuckboy niya? Di ba? Eh, marami naman
hindi
din
naman
gumagawa
eh,
ng
ganyan. I mean, may mga ganyan naman talaga. Tsaka as long as wala ka naman din inaapakan, like, wala naman siyang jowa.
Or walang
at least alam nila, ganun.
Siguro naiinis yung mga tao dun sa idea ng parang sobrang casual sex yung gusto niya sa mga babae. Parang, kung ganun talaga. Kung wala naman siya ni-rape. Diba?
One more thing pala. Kasi nga, parang ang defense ni Armie Hammer din, or nung ibang mga tao defending him, is that we are king-shaming him. Kasi, kung if ever na ito yung kink niya, parang bakit?
What about it?
What about it? Ganun yung sinasabi ng ibang mga people defending him. Kasi, ang sa akin, sige, kunyari, ganito yung gusto mo. Pero, kung sinasabi mo lang naman in words, na, oy, kainin kita. Pero medyo freaky, creepy pa din eh, no? Siguro ako yung maka, sorry, totoo ba, kakainin mo ako? Ganun. Like, puputulin mo. Although, creepy, pero as long as hindi mo gagawin in against the will ng mga tao, I think true. Okay lang, 'di ba? Kasi 'di ba, no to kink shaming.
Kaya nga nung dinidiscuss mo kanina, nililista ko yung mga possible na crimes niya, which
oo
is
nga, ang
naunang lumabas is yung infidelity sa wife.
Uh-huh.
Kung if you're going behind her back, makipag-flirt sa iba-ibang girls, I guess yun yung mm-hmm. yun yung kasalanan niya.
Which and, is yun din yung naging mitya ng divorce
nung
nila.
Marriage nila. Ayun, yep. Pero yung rape allegation, yun ang sigurong medyo serious.
Totoo.
Tsaka yung, di ba yung may kinarve curve siya. Kasi manipulating someone into having sex with you is also considered rape, di ba? Kahit sabihin mo may relationship
nag-yes kayo. Ka? Or, paano mo mapaprove kaya yon na you yun nga, were manipulated?
Yun nga, kawawa nga yung mga victims kasi the first question lagi is, paano mo nasabi
yun
nga
eh.
Yun yung nakakaano doon. So parang hindi rin tinitake kagad yung words nila as is na I was raped. I was manipulated into doing this. Kasi ang balik sa kanila, paano mo nasabing manipulate ka? Parang gano'n. So, yung background na celebrity, tapos yayamanin, na alta familia, yung privilege
tsaka
talaga
pogi.
Yung, yun pa. O parang may aayaw ba? Parang gano'n
yung... Maka-add, ano? Tsaka pogi din.
Gano'n lagi yung... Ganun yung dating lagi na ano.
Matangkad, na parang, six something.
Doon siya nanggagaling lagi. Kaya kaya na-enable
kaya
siyang gawin.
May free ticket siya, di ba?
Tapos...
Ayun lang. Gusto ko lang din na hindi kinibit-balikat ng mga authorities to. Go naman din agad sila to investigate, yeah, di ba?
True. Ang laking news kasi, di ba? Naging ano, naging... double-edged sword sa kanya yun kasi nakuha mo tong mga girls na to because sabihin natin celebrity ka. But at the same time, nung sumabog yung balita, ang laking news din kasi celebrity ka. So, isya rin yung downfall mo.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun. Lagi nga natin sinasabi, di ba, ayaw natin sumikat.
Naku, hindi ko pa mahanap yung bakong videos.
Hanggat maaari, char. Kasi baka yung maglabas ang chismis.
Madelete pala yon.
Alam mo, ipagkakanulo ka ng mga past tweets mo, kagaya ng ginawa ng mga
alam
internet
ba? Totoo. Detectives. So, kasi ganito nga, di ba? Pag may kumalat kang controversy, i-check yung mga previous tweets.
True.
I mean, marami ng mga celebs ang
na-cancel.
Masama nangyari. Anong nangyari? Dahil sa mga past tweets nila.
Using the N-word, the F-word, R-word.
Ano yung F? Ah, okay, F. Ani R? Trapped.
R-E. Yung kanta ng ano, Black Eyed Peas. Let's get started.
Okay. Tama.
Yun. So,
ako din. Dinidelete ko yun if ever may makikita ko. Kasi back then, I thought it was cool. Pero hindi pala. Although hindi yun mga specific na yun. Iba. Okay.
Yeah. Nagbabago kasi ang ano, ang... nag-evolve ang paggamit ng language, di ba? Kasi dati, joke time yun, yung paggamit. Tingnan mo, before, ang word the bitch, sobrang censored sa TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sa, ano. Pero ngayon, parang accepted naman siya, the bitch. Kasi
ay,
it's empowering.
Out. Sige, bitch.
Diba? Oh, sige, bitch. Pero, at the same time, may mga word na ginagamit tayo ngayon na in, what, 5-10 years, hindi na rin pwedeng gamitin. So, does that mean malicious yung pagkakagamit natin ngayon? Hindi naman.
Offensive na nga in today's standards yung mga jokes sa American Pie. Kasi may mga...
sexist.
And then, tsaka yung pagbading ka, parang ginagamit as a derogatory term. Dati, di ba? Parang gay, ganyan.
True. Nanonood ka ba dati sa Jack TV ng ano, The Man Show?
Hindi eh. Ano yun?
Yung kay, what's his face? O basta, sobrang sexist din na show na parang ngayon hindi magpa-fly yung ganong klaseng show. Ayan. So far yung mga allegations kay Army mabibigat, pero parang mahihirapan silang i-prove, no? What do you think?
Sa akin, kung mahihirapang i-prove, I don't know, ito yung, kasi, for one, yung mga DMs, it shows na kung ano yung mga trip niya. And then, andun pa rin naman yung question ng kung fully verified ba itong mga DM. So yung siguro yun man i-check din nila. And, yan.
Pero, if ever man sabi niyo, okay, DM ko yan, and what about it? May, ano ba?
Kasi, words pa lang naman to, diba? Oo, parang hindi ko, hindi ko naman in-act out. Although, ito nga yung sinabi din ni Effie na kung ano yung mga abuse na ginawa sa kanya ni Army Hammer.
Baka may ano, baka may charges pero hindi as far as yung mga serious na charges talaga. Baka yung mga, ewan ko, tanong natin sa mga law, ano natin?
Ay,
the Anthology and Carissa.
Carissa, Caridad.
Ano bang ikakaso natin kay Kuya Army?
Oo. Pero ang key takeaway ko lang naman dito is that we should not disregard yung mga sinasabi ng mga victims when it comes to this.
Oh, yeah.
Kasi, bakit?
Hindi, maganding nabanggit mong quote kanina.
Ano yun? Yung
sabi niya, if you still believe Army is innocent, parang ask yourself why we live in a world where victims are being doubted, ganyan-ganyan.
Except, dun, pero yung mga perps hindi. Which is, totoo naman.
Totoo. Parang bakit ang knee-jerk reaction lagi is pagdudahan yung
totoo
victim.
Ba? Oo.
Parang dapat nababago na yun.
Kaya maganda na iniimbestigahan na din talaga itong nangyaring to. Kasi hindi kinibit-balikat yung mga allegations sa kanya.
Paano ba yung kinibit-balikat?
ganon.
Parang
So that is the story of Army Hammer and cannibalism.
Yes.
Meron ka bang key takeaway?
Naalala ko yung mga ano, yung mga mga cannibalism movies na nagustuhan.
Ay, yeah. Ano ba mga movies?
Of course. Excluding natin yung mga vampire and zombie kasi kainan talaga ng tao yan, di ba? Pero, naalaming The Road na movie. Hindi yung Tagalog, yung English.
Okay, yung Tagalog yung naisip ko eh. Hindi.
Yung parang ano, post-apocalyptic shit din. Tapos naglalakad sila sa desierto. Tapos may napasukan silang bahay ng dalawang elderly couple. Tapos napansin nung lalaki na nanginginig sila pareho. Yung parang arthritic yung kamay. Yun pala, side effect daw yun ng cannibalism.
Oh.
Na pagka nanginginig. Tapos doon nila na-realize na yung pinuntahan nilang bahay, cannibals.
Mm.
Yan. Tsaka syempre, yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
Of course, di ba? Favorite, yan.
So, ikaw ba? May nalala ka?
Hannibal na TV show.
Ah, yeah.
Kasi yun napanood ko. Nagustuhan ko yun. Ayun lang. So, kayo ba, Creepers, what do you guys think about Army Hammer and his obsession?
May nag-offer na ba sa inyong kakainin kayo? Huwag ka basta-bastang omo. I-clear nyo muna.
Kailangan anong, i-check wait, nyo. Wait. Do you want to eat me? Or eat me.
Anong diba? Eat me to? Wait, let's klaruhin natin ha.
Use hashtag CrypsilogES. Tapos, ayan, basahin natin sa CrypsilogES episode natin. Kung ano yung idea nyo. And if ever, ayun pala. If ever na meron kaming nasabing something na hindi tama, let us know, parang educate us. Kasi medyo hirap din kami dito sa topic na to. Especially with abuse. If ever na you think na meron kaming maling nasabi,
DM nyo
sabihan
lang
nyo kami. Sabihan nyo kami, please. Kasi yun.
Sa DM, ha?
Ayan. Tapos, ayun pala. Alam nyo ba na you can leave voice messages on Anchor?
Oh, yeah.
So you can also leave your thoughts about this dun sa Anchor, di ba? Merong, pwede kayo mag-iwan ng voice messages dun. I think sinasama natin sa show notes yon, di ba? Yung kung saan sila pwede mag-leave ng voice messages.
May link automatically yun. Siya may link dun sa lumalabas siya. Yeah.
Okay, yun. So, iwan kayo dun.
Huwag kayo mag-react, dun kayo mag-ES para ilalagay natin yung
kasi
audio
kasi sobrang
clips
dali
niyo.
Sa Anchor, di ba? I-drag-drop lang, sabi mo.
Yeah, so, install niyo na yung Anchor. Maya-maya, ngayon nag-voice message lang kayo, maya-maya nagpa-podcast na kayo.
Oh, di ba? Kasi super dali lang. Hit that record, di ba? Ay, shout out kay ano.
Hit DJ. Record.
Ayun lang. Pala, follow us on our social media platforms. Sa Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, look for Crypsilog.
Yes, or you can also send us your own stories sa creepsilog@gmail.com or creepsilog@thebunkph.com.
Ay, o, diba?
Yes.
Pwede and, din doon, cryptolog@thebunkph.com.
Mm-mm. Para yung ano, nababasa ng buong The Bunk. Charot lang.
Ay, hindi naman joke lang. Rekta sa amin yun.
Tapos, if you want to support us, you can look for us sa Patreon. We have exclusive content na nandun.
Ay, may perks kami para sa mga...
Perky yung perks.
Patreon.com/Cripsilog. And also, sa PayPal naman, cripsilog@gmail.com.
You wanna leave us some tips?
If you want, diba? Support us.
Pakape dyan, o Gcash. 0915620168. 69.
Maraming salamat for listening. Sana may natutunan kayo sa episode today.
And thank you, Gids. I can tell na marami kang pinagkunang sources ng ano.
Totoo. Maraming mga entertainment websites akong pinuntahan para dito.
Good job. Ayan. Thank you.
Ayan, sana na-enjoy nyo yung episode ngayon. Sana may natutunan din kayo. And ayun, see you again next time sa Cripsilog. My name is Gideon.
And this is Glenn.
Mercy and compassion.
And productivity, bitches.
Fires.
Stop.